Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, are you ready to record today's episode?
Would you mind if I went outside for a cigarette before we started?
I guess, but how long does it take to smoke a cigarette?
A few minutes, but you have to multiply that by 18.
Why by 18?
Because I already gave 2 cigarettes away.
Okay, we are doing more new music today, and yes, we are doing it from Settle Down Easy Brewing in Falls Church, Virginia. Mm-hmm. We're hanging out outside. They have like a lovely, you know, tent set up to get
really
the shade
nice
and what have
here.
You. But here's what I want to do before we get into this. The people sitting next to us, they have these 2 dogs, and I just want to ask them a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of dogs are those? Black Lab Hound Mix, and what was the other? Black Mouth Cur. Does that sound familiar to anyone?
Yeah, I don't
they
know.
They were both rescue dogs?
I recognize the word cur from Conan novels.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's got that same mouth. When he was growling at me, he had that cur. Yeah.
Are these male dogs or female dogs?
She's a female. She's a year old. He's a male and he's 8.
Okay, so we got an 8-year-old male and a, what did you say, 1-year-old female?
1-year-old.
Nice, nice. And they're good dogs, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, they're good dogs.
Yeah, they just came back.
Yeah, they're tired. They just got back from the beach.
Yeah.
So. Nice. It's fun to have other dogs.
It is.
On the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem very interested in us at all.
No. Except the one that was trying
rightfully
to eat
so.
Me.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. If we had food.
Yeah.
The guy says so. Nice. They're really pretty dogs, aren't
they? Yeah,
they're beautiful. Really nice. Yeah. All right. That's cool. Okay. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lennon.
I'm Patrick Foster.
With us this week are
Mike Schneider,
Bill Mulligan.
All right, and we got new music. We've got 2 callers today.
Okay,
so let's start here.
Hey, good morning, Jim, Patrick, interns, and everybody else in the Suburbs community. This is Jesse from San Antonio calling with new music for July. This particular month, I have 2 picks. The first pick I have is for a band by the name of Ducks Limited, with their single 18 Cigarettes. This is a duo from Toronto, previously named Ducks Unlimited, so I don't know what happened between the Unlimited and Limited, but with this particular song, this is a Django Pop gem that seems like it's not of this year, perhaps maybe mid-2000s, but it's found a happy home in my playlist. It has a new wave feel with drums, keyboards, and steady guitars that accompany the voice as the singer sings, smoking 18 cigarettes, giving 2 away, which I love the line. And as he speeds up his pace to get all the words out in the pre-chorus, I really enjoyed it. The second one is a band by the name of the Linda Lindas. This is a teenage quartet. The youngest actually is 10 years old. They came onto the scene with a viral song back in May, kind of an anthem against xenophobia. They received a lot of attention across media outlets for the song they wrote called Racist Sexist Boy. Now, here we are in July. I stumbled upon a new release by the Linda Lindas called O. That's O-H exclamation point. They bring a punk feeling reminiscent of the Donnas. They harness a sound that bands double their age are still trying to find. They have a couple of EPs, no full length yet, so I'm super excited to see what else they have and they put out in the future.
Thanks to Jesse from San Antonio.
Absolutely. Thanks, yes. Jesse. Always nice to hear from him.
Now, this is interesting because yesterday Bill had a Canadian jangle pop band.
He did.
And now we have another one, right?
That's weird.
Yeah. Ducks Limited, which probably, he said they used to be Ducks Unlimited. That's also the name of
an organization.
It's like a hunting group or something?
Yeah. I think it's hunting.
Lawyers probably got involved.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. So now they're Ducks Limited.
That's right.
All right.
We're not Chunk. We're Super Chunk.
That's right. That's exactly it. Or the Bangs.
That's right.
Now the Bangles, right? Okay. This is the song 18 Cigarettes.
Even
Okay, I'm going to turn to our resident power pop fan here, Bill Mulligan. And any thoughts on that song?
That was amazing. You know, because of my own personal history, I tend to think of jangle pop, I associate it with either North Carolina or Georgia in the 80s. Mm-hmm. But if Canadians are doing this in the 2020s, I say more power to them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And they got a little bit of keyboard in there, which was kind of cool to make it a little more airy. I will tell you this. It's a great line. Smoked 18 cigarettes, gave two away. I was once at a Neil Young concert, and this became kind of a thing with me. I was one of those cigarette smokers, who after you have a few drinks, you're like, oh, I want to, you know, I'd love to have a cigarette right now. But you never bought it. You know, I even went to the store and like bought a pack of cigarettes my own. You always bummed it off people. So I was at a Neil Young concert. I went up to this guy. I was like, hey, man, can I bum a cigarette? And he goes, sure, buddy, I got 20. So that became kind of a catchphrase between our group, yeah, because everybody was cracking up when he said that.
I would recommend that song to any fan of the Feelies, possibly.
Yeah, right,
for sure. I got a little vibe of that. And then the male vocalist, all initially I thought, oh, it's like a kind of reminded me of Ray Davies' vocals, but then when the woman vocalist came in, it totally blew that away. So lots of dimensions there.
Yeah,
great interplay between the guitar and bass.
Yeah, totally.
Really
love
interesting
that.
Okay, the other one he mentioned is the Linda Lindas, and as Jesse accurately described, right, they kind of became this like viral sensation, right? I don't know if anybody saw the videos they put out and stuff like that, but this new song is called Oh. What do we think of that? I get some Riot Girl.
I was going to say the same thing,
that, right?
Yeah, definitely the spirit of Kathleen Hanna. And Jesse did mention the Donnas, so I can definitely see that as well.
Yep.
Yeah. And I really like the way the O background vocals came in, because they weren't exactly where you would totally expect them to be. They were just a tiny bit off kilter, and that was really cool.
Well, once I figured it out, I was like ready to do the fist, you know, in the air kind of thing. You could totally see that at the shows, right?
Without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. It's always great to have a shout along moment.
Absolutely.
The verse, the singer brought to mind Lena Lovitch.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Kind
I could
of
see
a
that.
Semi robotic, semi detached.
Yep. Yeah. It's got that new wave feeling. Yeah.
I couldn't think of a good comparison, but I came up with like Patti Smith backed by the Go-Go's, maybe.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, so if you're a fan of either of those bands, you might get something out of this.
It's got that pep, you know, that beat to
but
it.
But then when she does the lead, it's almost like abstract.
Yeah,
kind of like Bill's
saying.
I love it.
She's smart.
And these are just kids. Like
that's
I said,
amazing.
This is just teenagers putting this out.
That's amazing.
Wonderful.
Really is.
Okay, caller two today.
Hi, Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Harris in Anderson, South Carolina. Calling about July new music. It's been a couple months since I called in. I've been listening every day, of course, but been doing some cool things recently. My wife and I flew out to California earlier in the month for a friend's 50th birthday party, our first trip in 18 months, and it was wonderful. So things aren't over clearly, but getting back to normal just a little bit, and thankfully the vaccines are here. New music this month. Jim Lauderdale is one of my all-time favorites. I've been listening to him since the mid-90s. He's from North Carolina, but he actually grew up in Due West, South Carolina, about 20 miles from where I'm sitting right now. And he has an album coming out on the 30th called Hope. There's only one song out so far on Bandcamp that you can listen to, but it's great as usual. The song is The Opportunity to Help Somebody Through It. He's just a wonderful singer, wonderful songwriter, and I recommend the community check Jim Lauderdale out if you haven't. Second song I'm going to talk about is from Colleen Green. The name of the song is It's Nice to Be Nice, and it's a single from her forthcoming album in September that's called Cool. Colleen Green came out with an album 6 years ago even called I Want to Grow Up, which I loved at the time. And I've been sort of checking here or there through the years wondering, when is she going to come out with another album with some more new music? And it's on the way now in September with Cool. And maybe she did grow up based on the title of the single she released this month. It's Nice to Be Nice. Okay, guys, keep rocking the Suburbs, and I'll be listening every day. Thanks.
All right, thanks to Harris. And I just want to say, I love where Harris, he seems like a beautiful person. I love where his head's at, right? Yeah. So the two songs he recommends are called The Opportunity to Help Somebody Through It and It's Nice to Be Nice.
Yeah.
Right?
That is great.
Yes. All right, so let's hear the first one, the Jim Lauderdale song.
Seems like forever, but it hasn't been that long. Ever be that strong. The opportunity to help somebody through it, the chance they might need it help in getting by. Someday somebody's gonna ask, how did you do it? It just took a little time.
All right, man, I get strong 70s vibes on
that. Yeah,
that
was nice. That was very nice.
It's like funky country.
Yeah.
That's right.
Very cool. Yeah, it almost had a little bit of that a period of Buck Owens, right, when they were doing that, you know, I want to mow your grass type thing.
Yeah.
And they had the real twangy guitar and a little bit of funk to it.
Oh, I was even thinking, like, remember we did the Cocktails Week and Bud played just an old-fashioned love song?
Yeah,
right?
There you go. Right.
Kind of sounds like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jim Lauderdale's voice, he's got a strong, robust voice, and that helps that all happen.
Yep, great point. I was able to see him years ago and was able to write about him probably in the late 90s. I saw him at the Birchmere. It's like the perfect place to see him around here, right? I was also thinking to myself while listening to that, what would George Jones have sung with that? His would have been more like, I need somebody, or I need your love to help me through it, or something right. like that, right? He wouldn't have been so positive, George. But it's a great, great country song. And anytime it makes you think of George Jones, you're doing a pretty good job. Yep. So.
Very nice. Okay. The second one is Colleen Green. It's Nice to Be Nice.
Yeah.
right, cool.
Now, to me, for me, I love that combination of like the sort of like lilting vocals, right? And then the chunky guitars,
yes,
right?
It's just, totally.
It's great. It's great. It's like, you know, peanut butter and chocolate,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Really good. I would love to have heard that Mad Love Period Linda Ronstadt singing that song.
Really cool. Exactly. Speaking, yes. Yeah.
The man who got me on a Linda Ronstadt kick here.
That felt like a bit like a Weezer song to
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah.
And it's,
yeah,
a good shout. You know, while it probably would be too do-goodery, it really cries out for an MTV video,
yeah,
you know, to me.
Yep.
They, both these songs make me feel like I should be a better person.
You should be, Bill.
Not that that's a really high bar.
No. You're one of the best people I know, Bill.
You need to know more people.
That sounds like a good song, yeah, line. Someone should work that into something.
Yep.
All right. Thank you to both callers today.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
And tomorrow, two more. All right?
Yep.
So with that, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Bill Mulligan.
And I'm Mike Snyder.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow. All right. We may have to refill beers.
I think there's a beer run and a bathroom run involved here before the next day.